College English Test Band 4, Model Test 7, Part 3, Listening Comprehension, Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. 11.
I will never go with Bill again. He could never remember where he parked his car.
That certainly sounds like Bill.
Question. What do we know about Bill?
Twelve.
I don't know which color folder to use, white or brown.
What difference does it make? It's the content that's important.
Question. What does the man mean?
13.
This toothache is killing me. I was hoping it would just go away, but it's getting worse by the minute. What did you say the name of your dentist was?
I told you last week to make that appointment.
Question. What does the man imply?
14.
I couldn't put up with my wife any longer. I don't know why she usually wants to look at everything in such a negative way.
Maybe you should try to get to know something about her childhood.
Question. What does the woman mean?
15.
The blue dress in the store window is really nice, but I don't have enough money so far.
Yes. If you budget your money more carefully, you would be able to buy it.
Question. What does the man think about the woman?
16.
You look different today. Did you get a haircut?
That's funny. You're the third person who asked me that. But all I did was get new frames for my eyeglasses.
Question. What does the man imply?
17.
Do you know that Mark turned down that job offered by a travel agency?
Yeah. The hours were convenient, but he wouldn't have been able to make ends meet.
Question. Why does Mark refuse to take the job?
18.
I'm going to India next month. Is there any advice you'd like to give me on my first trip?
Well, see as much as you can because it's a country with a very different culture from ours.
Question. What does the man advise the woman to do? 19.
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, could I ask you some questions?
Of course.
I work for an advertising agency, and I'm doing some research. It's a new magazine for people like you.
People like me? What do you mean?
Well, people between 25 and 35 years old.
Okay.
Right. What do you do at the weekend?
Well, on Fridays, my wife always goes to her exercise class. Then she visits friends.
Don't you go out?
Not on Fridays. I never go out on Fridays. I stay at home and watch television.
And on Saturdays?
On Saturdays, my wife and I always go sailing together.
Really?
We love it. We never miss it. And then, in the evening, we go out.
Where to?
Different places. We sometimes go and see friends. We sometimes go to the cinema or a restaurant. But we always go out on Saturday evenings.
I see. And now on Sunday, what happens on Sundays?
Nothing special. We often go for a walk, and I always cook a big Sunday lunch.
Oh, how often do you do the cooking?
Twice a week, three times a week.
Thank you very much. All I need now are your personal details, your name, your job, and so on. What's your surname?
Robinson.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19.
What is the main purpose of the research? What does the man do on Fridays?
21.
On which day does the couple always go out?
22.
Which personal detail does the man give?
2.
Sorry, I'm late. The train was delayed. I got stuck on the platform for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. How are you finding the commuting, anyway?
Well, it's a shock to the system, to be honest. Last night, I was coming home from the office, and I got caught in the mad rush in Shibuya. It was unbelievable. Everyone jammed in like sardines.
Yeah. And then just when you think there's no way anyone else could fit on, five more people barge through.
I've got to hand it to the train companies, though. Whoever devised the schedules is a genius. It's amazing how different trains arrive at the same time for people to change.
I know. Back home, 20 minutes late for a train is pretty standard.
So, what do you do to take your mind off things on the train? I tried to read a book, but I couldn't turn the page. Not enough space.
I usually listen to music. It helps block out everything. But if I'm really tired, I tend to just nod off for a few minutes.
Isn't that a bit risky? You don't want to miss your stop.
You watch the businessmen do it. They have it down to an art form. They'll wake up just before their stop.
I'm afraid if I close my eyes, I won't be waking up so quickly.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23.
Why does the woman think that the person who designed the schedules is a genius?
24.
What does the man do on the train?
25.
Why does the woman think it's risky to sleep on the train?
2.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1.
People all over the world today are beginning to hear and learn more and more about the problem of pollution. Pollution is caused either by man's release of completely new and often artificial substances into the environment, or by releasing greatly increased amounts of a natural substance, such as oil, from oil tankers into the sea. Whatever its underlying reasons, there is no doubt that much of the pollution caused could be controlled if only companies, individuals and governments would make more efforts. In the home, there is an obvious need to control litter and waste. Food comes wrapped up 3 or 4 times in packages that all have to be disposed of. Drinks are increasingly sold in bottles or tins, which cannot be reused. This not only causes a litter problem, but also is a great waste of resources in terms of glass, metal, and paper. Advertising has helped this process by persuading many of us not only not to buy things we neither want nor need, but also to throw away much of what we do buy. Pollution and waste combine to be a problem everyone can help to solve by cutting unnecessary buying, excess use, and careless disposal of the products we use in our daily lives.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26.
What's the main cause of pollution? What can food packages, bottles, and tins for drinks cause?
28.
Which of the following cannot help solving the problem of pollution?
2.
Nonverbal communication has to do with gestures, movements, and closeness of two people when they are talking. The scientists say that those gestures, movements, and so on have meaning which words do not carry. For example, the body distance between two speakers can be important. North Americans often complain that South Americans are unfriendly because they tend to stand close to the North American when speaking, while the South American often considers the North American to be cold or distant because he keeps a greater distance between himself and the person he is speaking to. The eye contact provides another example of what we are calling nonverbal communication. Scientists have observed that there is more eye contact between people who like each other than there is between people who don't like each other. The length of time that the person whom you are speaking to looks at your eyes indicates the amount of interest he has in the things you are talking about. On the other hand, too long a gaze can make people uncomfortable. The eyes apparently play a great part in nonverbal communication. Genuine warmth or interest, shyness or confidence can often be seen in the eyes. We do not always consider a smile to be a sign of friendliness. Someone who is always smiling, and with little apparent reasons, often makes us uneasy.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29.
Which of the following about nonverbal communication is true?
30.
Which of the following is not true?
31.
How do people think about constant smiling without apparent reason?
3.
Although most universities in the United States are on a semester system, which offers classes in the fall and spring, some schools observe a quarter system comprised of fall, winter, spring, and summer quarters. The academic year, September to June, is divided into 3 quarters of 11 weeks each, beginning in September, January, and March. The summer quarter, June to August is composed of shorter sessions of varying length. There are several advantages and disadvantages to the quarter system. On the plus side, students who wish to complete their degrees in less than the customary 4 years may take advantage of the opportunity to study year-round by enrolling in all 4 quarters. In addition, although most students begin their programs in the fall quarter, they may enter at the beginning of any of the other quarters. Finally, since the physical facilities are kept in operation year-round, the resources are used efficiently to serve the greatest number of students. But there are several disadvantages as well. Many faculties complain that the 11-week term is simply not long enough for them to cover the material required by most college courses. Students also find it difficult to complete the assignments in such a short period of time. In order to combine the advantages of the quarter system with those of the semester system, some colleges and universities have instituted a 3-term trimester system. In 14 weeks, faculty and students have more time to cover material and finish course requirements. But the additional term provides more options for admission during the year and accelerates the degree programs.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32.
Which of the following would be the best title for this passage? How many terms are there in a quarter system?
34.
When may students begin studying in a school that uses a quarter system?
35.
Which of the following characteristics does not apply to trimesters?
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
One of the genes that protects us from cancer may also help delay aging, according to a new study. The findings could also one day lead to new drugs that prevent or fight cancer while extending healthy youth and lifespan, said Manuel Serrano, a researcher at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center who worked on the study. Serrano said researchers genetically engineered mice to have an extra copy of a key cancer-fighting gene called P53, and found it also played an important role in delaying aging. Everyone agrees that the aging is produced by the accumulation of faulty cells, Serrano said. In other words, P53 delays aging for exactly the same reason that it prevents cancer. Previous cancer studies have shown that P53 can actually cause premature aging symptoms by killing too many cells when it goes into overdrive. But Serrano said his research strictly regulated the gene so that it turned on only when needed. The gene did their normal job of producing a protein that kills damaged cancer cells. But the researchers found that mice with an extra copy of the genes actually lived longer, even when stripping out the impact of having less cancer. This is the first anti-cancer gene tested for its effect on aging, Serrano said. The mice lived 16% longer in their average lifespan. The P53 gene, when working properly, makes sure that damaged cells destroy themselves and do not divide uncontrollably to cause tumors. If the gene is mutated or inactivated, the control mechanism does not work. Serrano also said that other research has shown that mice and worms that eat less have slower metabolisms and live longer. But his study offers evidence that the mice can benefit from the extra copy of the genes without having to be starved.
Now the passage will be read again.
One of the genes that protects us from cancer may also help delay aging, according to a new study. The findings could also one day lead to new drugs that prevent or fight cancer while extending healthy youth and lifespan, said Manuel Serrano, a researcher at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center who worked on the study. Serrano said researchers genetically engineered mice to have an extra copy of a key cancer-fighting gene called P53 and found it also played an important role in delaying aging. Everyone agrees that the aging is produced by the accumulation of faulty cells, Serrano said. In other words, P53 delays aging for exactly the same reason that it prevents cancer. Previous cancer studies have shown that P53 can actually cause premature aging symptoms by killing too many cells when it goes into overdrive. But Serrano said his research strictly regulated the gene so that it turned on only when needed. The gene did their normal job of producing a protein that kills damaged cancer cells. But the researchers found that mice with an extra copy of the genes actually lived longer, even when stripping out the impact of having less cancer. This is the first anti-cancer gene tested for its effect on aging, Serrano said. The mice lived 16% longer in their average lifespan. The P53 gene, when working properly, makes sure that damaged cells destroy themselves and do not divide uncontrollably to cause tumors. If the gene is mutated or inactivated, the control mechanism does not work. Serrano also said that other research has shown that mice and worms that eat less have slower metabolisms and live longer. But his study offers evidence that the mice can benefit from the extra copy of the genes without having to be starved.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
One of the genes that protects us from cancer may also help delay aging, according to a new study. The findings could also one day lead to new drugs that prevent or fight cancer while extending healthy youth and lifespan, said Manuel Serrano, a researcher at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center who worked on the study. Serrano said researchers genetically engineered mice to have an extra copy of a key cancer-fighting gene called P53 and found it also played an important role in delaying aging. Everyone agrees that the aging is produced by the accumulation of faulty cells, Serrano said. In other words, P53 delays aging for exactly the same reason that it prevents cancer. Previous cancer studies have shown that P53 can actually cause premature aging symptoms by killing too many cells when it goes into overdrive. But Serrano said his research strictly regulated the gene so that it turned on only when needed. The gene did their normal job of producing a protein that kills damaged cancer cells. But the researchers found that mice with an extra copy of the genes actually lived longer, even when stripping out the impact of having less cancer. This is the first anti-cancer gene tested for its effect on aging, Serrano said. The mice lived 16% longer in their average lifespan. The P53 gene, when working properly, makes sure that damaged cells destroy themselves and do not divide uncontrollably to cause tumors. If the gene is mutated or inactivated, the control mechanism does not work. Serrano also said that other research has shown that mice and worms that eat less have slower metabolisms and live longer. But his study offers evidence that the mice can benefit from the extra copy of the genes without having to be starved.
This is the end of Listening Comprehension.